Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
He doesn't know what to do. I'm ready to he gets started when he clicks a mouse and then he knows to talk.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo
and I'm Big JD.
Running the big soundbite soundboard over there. He's
had nothing to do.
He's all Mr. Automation.
I sat back with a cup of tea because I didn't have to hit a button, and then I just broke out in a fit of laughter.
That's too funny. So, how you doing today, Big JD?
I'm doing okay.
We're pre-recording today's show. Probably not stream. Oh, we could probably. You probably.
It'll stream. Yeah,
you're gonna stream it on.
Listening to it on Sunday morning, and we pre-taped the show yesterday, which is Saturday.
Well, if they're listening to the stream, but I think most people are listening to the podcast for the most part.
Okay, you can pretend that we did it yesterday. Pretend when you're listening.
Yes, exactly.
Isn't the show on pretending? Oh no. Ooh, another good idea, though.
Write that down, pretending. Mm. Today, Saturday, April 25th, it's like a million degrees outside.
A million. Everything's burning up.
I can't believe how warm it is. It's supposed to get to like 86 today.
Yeah, and I heard it was supposed to rain today and over the next couple of days, and I have to check the weather again, but it looks like it's got that, it's like one cloud that covers the whole sky sort of a little bit, you know,
yes.
like that. It's got that white look to it.
Yeah,
it's not. But I hope it stays nice.
It's not clear.
I want to ride today, I think.
Ride what?
My tricycle.
Oh. My white bicycle.
What is that? Bicycle, bicycle. That's another one.
Yes. I was thinking Nazareth.
Oh, okay. I was thinking Queen.
Obviously.
I was thinking Queen.
Oh, that's ninth.
I want to ride my bicycle.
So I see that you're all set up with this great new automated program that plays everything like all laid out in front of you.
Yeah, it's in the old days it would be called a cart machine.
Cart machine, yeah.
Where you popped in the little tapes that played commercials and all that kind of thing, and we're running a version of Soundbite by Black Cat Systems.
Right, and it's. Things should run almost flawlessly now.
Almost. Yeah. It's pretty simple to use, pretty easy, pretty cool. So
just got to remember to use it.
Just got to remember to use it. Yeah, hit the buttons. And I'm going to show you how easy it is.
Yeah, let me see.
Well, we don't want to do that yet, do we?
I don't know.
Anything else going on that we need to talk about before we move on? Is there anything? What's happening? Oh, well, you weren't not live on Sunday, or we weren't live on Sunday because you're golfing. So it's supposed to be nice whenever that is, which is Sunday.
I hope so. But I heard it's chance of showers.
So you guys just golf in the rain anyway? Doesn't matter? Even if it's pouring?
Pouring rain, just as long as there's no thunder.
Okay.
No thunder. No lightning.
No lightning, yeah.
Thunder doesn't hurt you too bad. Lightning does. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and this is the first week of our bogey golf tour, which is, it's for guys like me who don't golf really all that well, but we just like golfing. And it's, you have a handicap. So you set up a handicap based on your past scores. And
is everybody there got a handicap?
Everybody's got a handicap, yeah.
Okay.
So and there's two groups of handicaps. There's 15 and under and 16 and over.
So if you're like in a wheelchair, how do you swing the...
Not that kind of handicap. Oh, okay. No, no. Everybody's got a handicap. It's a number.
Right.
Over par. And all courses have handicaps on each hole,
mm-hmm.
the hardest hole and the easiest hole and all that kind of stuff. So if you're having a good day, no matter if you're an average Joe golfer, if you're having a good golf day, you have a chance to win money.
Right.
So
that's a good thing.
Yeah. So you can be competitive. And
is the money substantial in any way?
I think first is like $200.
Nice.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe it's $50, which would be all right too, but $200, that's great.
And they have different, there's a low gross and then there's low nets as well. I think the low nets is would, you know, that takes your handicap into consideration. But like if you're golfing really good and you golf like one over par or something, you're going to win some money as well.
Huh.
Depending on the course.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, and we're going to Strathroy, Ontario at a course called Caradoc Sands. Hmm. Caradocsands.ca. And our tour website is called bogeygolftour.com.
Cool.
Yeah. And they're all over Ontario, these bogey golf tours. So there's, I know there's one in London, one in Kitchener, and one in Toronto, as well as the one here in Windsor, based in Windsor. And we go to different courses all over, only the really nice courses, though. Like the, like we're going to be golfing at a place called Fire Rock, which is kind of a, it's like $150, I think, to get on. And you, to get on, you got to call months in advance.
Oh, yeah?
So just to get onto the courses that I would normally not ever, I wouldn't even bother calling or ever think I could get a tee time. That's half the reason why I joined this league. So there's going to be a few Sundays this summer that I won't be able to do a show live. But a lot of the tours are on Saturday and Fridays as well. Mm-hmm. So
okay. So he won't miss every Sunday.
I won't miss every Sunday. No, I'll be here once in a while.
For me, my big Sunday thing I got coming up is May 3rd is the first show of the Big 30. Big JD's Big 30.
May 3rd. That's a Sunday, yeah?
That's a Sunday, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
But those aren't live shows. Those podcasts get dropped on every Sunday. So... And that incorporates the Jeff and Lana show, the Rare Rock and Heavy Metal show, and my You Talking to Me interview show.
So do you plan on doing like a whole season of those?
I'm
like
going to do a whole season.
13 of those you're going to do?
Well, however many. It's weekly. So it's more like 26, I think. 20-something.
13.
13 what?
Well, like in a series of Survivors, there's 13 series. There's 13.
Oh, yeah, but I do more. It's okay. It'll probably be, it's going to be weekly. So it ends up being, and I go from like May till, I think, right through October.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
That's what my season is.
That's what I'm asking you. What is your season?
I'd like to do monthly. That'd be nice, actually. But I get myself in this interview thing, and I have people get a hold of me to do interviews, and then I have to me, it's like too many.
And it's like a job.
But I don't want to stop because,
Right.
It's a lot of interesting people and that kind of thing. And
if you were motivated by money, though, you would do it.
If I was motivated. If I was motivated by money, sure, yeah.
Quit motivating.
But I am doing it now, and I'm, there's nothing.
I know.
There's nothing. I'll offer advertising.
But we keep plugging away at the Jabbercast, though. Weekly show.
Yes, we do.
Hey, folks. Big JD here. Just wanted to let you know about my Big 30. Incorporating the Jeff and Lana Show, the Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show, and my You Talking to Me interview show in a 130-minute podcast. 10 minutes with Lana, a 10-minute interview with a new guest every week, and 10 minutes of tunes. You get it all on the Big 30. It's fast, it's a blast, and it's come to pass. Big JD's Big 30. Subscribe free on iTunes or from www.myspace.com/BigJD's Big 30.
Straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
We're in the newsroom now.
Were you motivating again?
Yeah. Motivation.
To avoid the nauseation of the frustration. So, in the news today, well, there's some local news right around here. The CAW
ratification.
The CAW finally got a tentative deal with Chrysler's, which they had to do if Fiat was even going to consider buying Chrysler's, which that deal isn't done yet either. Just because we got a deal with the Chrysler's doesn't mean that Fiat's going to go ahead and buy us. Which, is that a good thing? I'm not even sure. But anyway, we gave up a bunch more stuff.
Yeah. But not pay.
But not pay. That's correct. They took more.
And the workers will give everything up except they don't want to give up their pay. So they're going to sign.
Well, it's not the workers. The workers are more than willing to give up a few dollars, I say.
Well, I suppose a few dollars. But
as opposed
they
to
want more
away.
Than just a few dollars, though, anyway.
Right. But the reason that the union will not negotiate away wages is because the union gets their union dues based on wages alone.
Mm-hmm.
So less wages, less union dues. The union gets less money, and they don't want to do. They don't want to do with less. The union is not going to do with less. Whereas the workers will do with less break time. They're taking more time away. We got to work more during the day. And
What are they taking away from like a 9 or 12 minute break? Some of that.
Yeah, there's no 12 minute break. It's just 8 and 9 minute breaks now.
And what about lunch?
It's 20 minutes, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's mostly work when you go to work nowadays.
That's got to be tough.
It is, stamina-wise.
You actually have to work when you go to work.
For an old guy like me, working afternoons, around 10 o'clock, it's like, oh, man, I'm feeling it.
When you get to be my age, you won't even be able to get up in the morning, period.
You won't be able to get up in the morning?
That's right.
Why?
I can get it up later, but I can't get it up in the morning.
Depends if you motivated the night before.
Yeah. I know you have other news. My little piece of news is that yesterday I went to see the Anvil movie, Anvil, the story of Anvil, about an awesome Canadian rock band, in my eyes for sure, that is basically, you know, still a struggling band and have been for 30 years.
The fact that they're together that long is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty big in my eyes, but they've never gotten a major record deal, a major label behind them. You know, that's the thing. They've done a lot. They toured all over the world. They put out at least 13 CDs, and now they have this documentary that was made about the band and its career. And the DVD should be available very soon. I think you can pre-order now. Like, you can go to Amazon or whatnot, and you can get the DVD. It's called Anvil, The Story of Anvil. It's the documentary, and for maybe a limited time, it'll come with their, this is 13 CD.
So why won't it get distributed? Well, like, why distribution?
Movie?
Yeah, the movie. Why go straight to DVD almost?
Well, it will go straight to DVD after... You know,
but it's only playing, like I see, in like a dozen cities or something.
Yeah, because there's no major distribution. There's no major. It's not a. You know what I mean? There's no major label behind it. If there was a major label behind it, then it would get distributed, like, you know, everywhere, like CDs do, and big band DVDs. You know, like right. Concert discs or whatever. Yeah. It would be a big thing, but they don't have that. So.
And I heard
it's still like independent.
I heard an interview with him, and he's saying that the album, though, This Is 13, which was they used a pretty decent producer, a pretty well known producer. I'm trying to think of his name, Chris something.
CT his last name starts with a T, but he goes by CT as a nickname.
Oh,
but
is
he's
that
done
right?
Black Sabbath, and I think maybe Judas Priest and some big bands like that.
Well, the band that Michael Butler was in, the Rock and Roll Geek, he was in the band Exodus, and that guy produced Exodus as well. And Lips was saying that this guy's the biggest expense of the whole CD making process was the producer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's big money. And I used to be in Exodus back in the day. Speed metal.
You used to be into them? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 So he said they're about halfway right now of paying.
Yeah,
the people back to pay to make the record.
And it's been out for years.
What, This Is 13?
Yeah, it's been out for a long time.
Is
I think
that
they
right?
did it in like 2006 or something.
Oh, jeez. I didn't realize that.
It's been out for a while.
I thought they made the album and then the guys
came. They should just come here to Big JD's studio and record a CD.
Who's going to produce them?
Me.
Mm. See, they really talked this Chris guy up, and they talk producers up in general as far as a really good producer will take the band somewhere where they were not before they started the recording process and takes them to a different place. And that's what people pay for, really, is for a producer to get something
out of
the
band. Yeah, but I don't know that they got that out of, you know, they got a good recording out of, you know. I still think they need to do a new CD and write tunes that are like the old tunes. That's what I think. It's metal on metal that was huge, you know what I mean? In that era.
Yeah.
Those tunes. And although things have changed, you know, I think them changing is it's not going to work as good as doing the stuff like metal on metal. You know, when they go to play their concerts, the big festivals and everything, everybody wants to hear metal on metal. And those riffs, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not anything more intricate, not anything more that's like, you know, that's what I think that they should do.
Absolutely. I agree with
so
you.
Anyway.
Anvil was one of the... I had a buddy, Craig, my guy, a friend who lives in Cleveland. He was always into metal, like when metal first started taking off.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the guy who first turned me on to Anvil. And,
yep.
You know, and I wasn't really a metal guy, or metal hadn't even really been that well defined at the point, at that time. And he turned me on to this band called Anvil. I thought they were like awesome. And they came around, I forget where we saw them, like Harpo's or one of the clubs over in Detroit. And I was just blown away. I loved Anvil.
Like, you might have seen him with me.
You might have been on the
bill.
On the bill.
Yeah.
So you've played on a bill with Anvil?
Absolutely, sure.
Cool.
I have a nice little collection of pictures with Anvil with lips and stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Some good times back in the day. 80s stuff, man.
Really. And they're like you. They don't partake in the alcohol or the... He gave the impression he smokes doobies, but he doesn't drink.
Yeah, I'd never known or seen them into that, you know what I mean? But yeah, getting high, but... That's where a lot of that inspiration came from.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, their music is... He's got that voice, great voice. Hasn't really changed that much.
No, I don't think his voice has changed much at all. He's still got that.
Yeah, and...
the drummer's just as fantastic as he always was.
Yeah, that's...
amazing.
And his name's Rob Reiner.
Yeah.
Besides. Yeah. They have a Spinal Tap type band. Things that can go wrong and go wrong or whatever. Yeah. And the drummer is the producer of the movie This Is Spinal Tap. That's kind of coincidental, ironic. I don't know what that is. That's something there, though.
The drummer is the producer of Spinal Tap. You mean a Rob Reiner is a producer of Spinal Tap?
Yeah, a Rob Reiner is, yeah. A Rob Reiner with one B on Rob.
Yeah.
Whereas the drummer has two Bs.
But anyway, I just wanted to let everybody know that DVD's available. I'm going to do what I can to get lips on the You Talking to Me show. So keep an eye out for... Go to BigJD.com and you can check out the website for the Big 30.
Big 30, yeah.
And, yeah, but it's still going to be You Talking to Me in the Big 30, so the IDs will be somewhat the same. And anyway, try and get an interview with Lips. And you had something else, did you not?
I had some...
You slipped into the auto industry thing, and you didn't even actually expect to...
Oh, right, yeah. I just want to give local news. Jay Leno...
The local weather.
Jay Leno was in the hospital. He got released. What else is going on? Nothing very... interesting that Stafford chick there in Woodstock, she still hasn't been found. The World Health Organization chief says swine flu has pandemic potential. Let's put more fear into people, which this is not a tech thing or anything, but remember we talked about the possibility of... I don't want to talk about Pirate Bay, too. The whole... there was a Trojan horse in there, and it started botnets and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Well, there's no proof of it. There's no proof of a botnet on Max in the wild. There's nothing nothing out there. It's just something that a company that sells antivirus software said.
Oh, so it never was anything in those pieces of software that were going around? Or
if there was something put in, no one's actually running a botnet with the software, with that pirated software that's out there.
There you go.
There's no proof of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
There's nothing running in the wild.
Yeah.
So, and the thing with Pirate Bay I wanted to mention, which is more news type thing, the judge who convicted and sentenced the Pirate Bay guys, he is a member of a copyright organization, an organization that is dedicated to upholding copyright holders' rights. And this is the judge who's sitting on a case against people who are ripping off.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Well, that's a little biased, isn't it?
Well, sure.
So they're calling for a retrial. So.
And these guys got sentenced. And how does the Pirate Bay keep running, though?
How does it keep running?
Yeah. I mean, the Pirate Bay is still running.
Yeah, it's a company. Then they just...
Well, I know, but it's apparently these guys did something that they're saying is copyright infringement and illegal, obviously, but they don't stop the site, so it just keeps going. So
yeah. So that tells you...
Then what happens when they get out?
Not much. I don't think... There's nothing they can really do to stop the Pirate Bay from keep running, because they're not really breaking any laws. They're not giving away copyrighted...
Well, no. They're the go-between, I guess. They're the go-between, but they're still sentencing them. They still found them guilty of something, but...
And why? Because it's the judge.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I hope that works out in their favor.
Yes, we don't condone stealing copyrighted material, but... Still, the people who are just putting up a torrent tracker site doesn't necessarily mean...
And BitTorrent isn't always copyright infringement either. So,
well,
not everything is
of course not.
Has a copyright that's infringed upon.
Exactly.
So, anyway, today's topic
is a suggestion from our awesome sponsors, Steve and Larry. They wanted us to do a show on awesome things. Now, did they give us a list of awesome things that they wanted?
No, they didn't. They sent us to a blog that had somebody's list of awesome things. And I wish I could remember what that was now.
What? You don't have that brought up? And
well, no, I don't. And, I don't. I'm going to bring something up soon, but it's not going to be that.
Motivating again. There we go.
But we don't want to copy off somebody's awesome things anyway. So we want to talk about our own awesome things. And we'll start that off by talking about what we think are awesome things.
I look at your list, and one thing that I thought was funny is painkillers. You think painkillers?
So he's going down to the middle of my list.
Well, I'm just, okay. I thought that was
okay,
one
okay, painkillers. I think painkillers are awesome.
Why would you think that painkillers are awesome?
Well, I don't condone the taking of painkillers, nor do I take any painkillers, but painkillers...
Unless they're organic.
Yeah, painkillers kill pain. And when you're in pain, it's awesome to get rid of it.
But you're not so talking about... Are you talking about like Tylenol awesome or...
No, I'm talking about hardcore stuff, yeah, man. Demerol.
Exactly.
Specifically. And volume. I mean, Valium. And Percocet. And OxyContin. And stuff like that. That's good stuff, boy. Makes you feel good.
So you're thinking that's takes awesome. Because you didn't take enough drugs when you were a teenager.
Well, I would have to differ with that. But no, I didn't take those kind of drugs when I had friends that took a lot of pills and stuff like that. But I wasn't into that.
Right. And if you were into that, you'd think this is nothing.
Heavier things, you know. But I, yeah, no. Yeah, then I guess you would think it's nothing. But even the people that did take it, they know how cool this is. They know how good it is. They know how good it feels to be on a high from painkillers.
Yeah, that's the thing about a lot of these drugs. They not only kill your pain,
they kill your brain cells too.
Well, yeah, but they take you to a different place.
Oh, sure.
They turn you into somebody who...
But that's pretty awesome in itself. LSD.
I agree.
Right there.
I'm all on board with that.
I had stuff once that I was told was comparable to LSD, and man, was it. I assume from what I went through, because of, you know what LSD does, and it was pretty outrageous. And that was when I was a kid.
Like it was probably...
4 or 5.
Like mescaline probably or something.
Was it very different than mescaline or acid, though, because I've, you know...
Was it a pill?
Dabbled. Yeah, it was. Yeah, a capsule.
Oh, a capsule. Oh, okay, so it was a prescription drug.
I don't know whether it was prescription or not.
More than likely.
I was reluctant to take it for a while, too, then I split it with somebody, and it was still that good. I got it from a girl down the street from my grandmother's who I gave a ride to because she needed a ride somewhere. Like, I kind of knew her because she lived down the street, you know, and she was like... needed a ride someplace, and I was leaving my grandmother's and gave her a ride, and she gave me that. She said, "You got to try this. It's amazing, like LSD." And I held on to it for a while. Maybe because I held on so long, it fermented to some special, you know. Yeah. Anyway.
And you built up your expectations
but,
possibly as
that
well.
Was a long, 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 long time ago. And, I don't condone the use of drugs or painkillers or anything like that, but I'm just saying...
unless you're in pain.
Yeah, painkillers or medications of, you know... certain kind are awesome things.
Medicine can be awesome, yes.
Yeah.
The medical industry is bad, but medicine in general can be good.
So off the topic of drugs, something that is actually awesome is I think public stuff is awesome. Things that are just there for your free use is pretty cool. Like public parking, especially where you don't have to pay, you know.
Now, this is from someone who lives in the city.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you wouldn't have public parking, but you do come to the city. Public Wi-Fi access in the city. Public restrooms in a public place.
I think public Wi-Fi
awesome.
Is
when you
awesome.
You got to go, boy.
Oh, that too. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Public Wi-Fi, yes, is awesome. I was in Royal Oak yesterday. That's where I saw the Anvil movie. In
Royal Oak, Michigan.
Royal Oak, Michigan, yeah. And there was a spot where on my iPod I saw public Wi-Fi access, and I connected to that
hotspot,
and I couldn't get on the internet or anything. And it was a free public Wi-Fi. But so many of them I find that you can't actually connect to anything. Yeah. I can't get my mail. I can't get on Safari. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, yeah.
That's odd. And I don't know if it's just because of the unit somehow or... If it's different with a computer?
Yeah, I know. I don't understand that either. If that's called an SSID. When you see something, it's sending free public Wi-Fi, but in reality, it may not actually be something that's just set up to just hook up to without punching in a password or something like that, some kind of
user. Yeah, but generally those things would come up somehow.
Generally they do, yeah. I agree.
Especially with a web browser. But anyway, so I couldn't get on because we wanted to, you know, check out some things. But public restrooms, public parks. You can go and hang out in a park. You can bring your kids. You can go on swings. You can sit and read. You can, you know, public parks. What if there were no public parks and no place nice you could go on a nice day and, you know, it's a beautiful sunny day and you want to go down to the park at the river? And what if there wasn't any? I think parks are pretty awesome. Of any kind. Take your dog for a walk even, or go for a picnic, or fly a kite.
All those things are great. Flying a kite is awesome.
Flying a kite is awesome. That's a lot of fun.
I love flying a kite.
Yeah. When's the last time you flew a kite?
A couple weeks ago.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
When it was really windy in our front yard.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. You got a fairly large grounds there, too.
Yes. Too many trees, though.
Yeah.
My nephew got his kite caught in a tree, like within
two. Where'd you get your kites?
Dollar store.
Sweet. I was hoping you'd say that. Dollarama, man. A buck for a kite.
Oh, we got the $2 kite.
Oh, you got the good stuff. Exactly. You didn't go to Dollarama.
No, the dollar store in Mighty Dollar is called, I think, or something like that. Mm-hmm. We were just going to Belleville, and I said, wow, it's windy. And I said, it's probably a good day to fly a kite.
Yep.
And Kim says, yeah, probably. I said, well, let's go get some kites.
Very cool.
For less than $10, you can get yourself a family full of kites.
Yeah. For this year and next.
They were totally destroyed by the end of the day. Now, when you say something is awesome, awesome is a... Do you think it is a? It's a word that is that has an extreme meaning, and then a not so. Can something be kind of awesome and then not so awesome?
Or, I don't think so. I think awesome is very exclamatory.
Yeah, you hungry for some clams? according to the dictionary, I'm not exactly sure which dictionary this is that I'm looking at. It's from dictionary.com. Let's just put it that way. Inspiring awe, and as in an awesome sight, showing or characterized by awe, or as it's been come to known since, I don't know, the 80s or something, it's a slang, like as in very impressive, like as in
or that, cool, or
the new white neat. Convertible is totally awesome.
It's totally awesome, dude.
Which I think that's it's been the surfer dudes out in California were kind of given that. They were, or not, maybe not even Fast Times at Ridgemont High is another thing.
The Sean Penn movie, old Sean Penn. Did you see Milk, by the way?
Did I see Milk? Yeah, I poured some in my coffee this morning.
Sweet.
And some sweetener, yes. What's that going to do? No,
Milk is awesome. Milk. Natural foods like that, that come, like, you know, from a cow or something. Well, meat too, but I mean, you know, you squeeze a nutter and...
squeeze a nutter?
Squeeze a nutter and get milk.
Oh, udder.
Yeah. That's something. That's pretty cool. When an animal delivers food, he doesn't have to be killed.
Yes, but...
He give you milk, he give you cheese, he give you butter.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. Chickens give you eggs. You're all hooked up. You didn't have to kill an animal. But hunting is cool. That's awesome. Anyway.
Have you shot a gun and killed something?
I've shot guns and I've killed a person. No, I've not killed anybody. I've shot guns, but I've never killed any animals. I'm trying to think back when I was a kid with pellet guns at shooting animals. I think I might have winged a few things, but
okay.
We would shoot target shooting and stuff like that when I was a kid. You know, my dad, 22s.
That's a ton of fun.
Shot a couple of shotguns and here and there in later life, but I've never hunted. So
okay, so you never had your license, as it
no,
were.
No, I've never been a licensed gun carrier and hunter. It's coming for us all, but
what is?
Well, we'll all be hunting soon. It's going to be a Mad Max scenario out there.
Mad Max scenario. We're going to
be hunting and killing for gasoline.
Nah, I don't think gasoline is going to be relevant later on.
It will. It's only a couple years away. We won't be done with gas until like light years from now.
I think something's going to happen between now and that time. I think gas is going to become irrelevant eventually.
I would think that it is, but I definitely don't think so within the next few years.
Which is that's how long we have is just a few years, right?
Yeah, unless Chrysler and Fiat come out with a complete 100% non-gasolinated car.
Well, there's a guy here in town in Windsor, Ontario, who's came up with that engine, that electric engine.
Yeah.
Did you see that in the paper, or you don't read the paper? I don't really read the paper that much myself, but I did.
We don't get the paper, so.
That's okay. It comes online, you know, WindsorStar.com, by the way.
Yeah, I would sometimes think of subscribing to that, but.
No, don't. Don't Why? Subscribe to the Windsor Star. It's online, free.
It's not free. It Some is. Highlights are, maybe. Not the whole paper.
The whole paper is now, I think, totally free.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
That's sweet. And that is awesome. When you get the newspaper for free, the whole thing, online.
There are some things that are in the paper that are not online, but not news. All the news is online.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you're not getting the driving section.
It's not as awesome as I thought. But what would be sweet is if you got Wi-Fi at work. So you had access to the internet day and night at work.
I do.
Oh, you do, yeah. 3G.
It's 3G. It's not Wi-Fi.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's no need for
one. Got it made there.
I do have it made. I do a lot of surfing and emailing, and I get a lot of stuff done at work.
Yeah.
Not work-related.
All the stuff he doesn't have time to do at home.
But when I get rid of that third shift, my job is not going to be allowing me to put the iPhone in my hand as often, I don't think. But anyway, back to awesome things. Right, I wanted to do the awe thing, and we did.
Music is awesome for a number of reasons. By what it can do for you, therapeutically, a stress, just listening to music.
I think some
if
music,
you like a certain kind of music.
There's some music you could listen to, and you could literally be in awe, or a musician playing an instrument, and you go, "Oh, like that's just."
Well, that's true too. Yeah, that's something like you hear something or somebody, a particular player, and you think, you know, wow, that's awesome.
Positively.
But music, I think, in general is awesome. And I think most entertainment is a pretty awesome thing. Entertainment is a pretty awesome thing when you think about what that is and what that means to the human race. Entertainment of any kind is a pretty awesome thing that we have forms of entertainment. You know, maybe in the beginning it started out as fighting in the Colosseums and so forth.
Exactly.
But,
yeah.
But eventually, you know, we have entertainment such as music and movies and, you know, and other forms of entertainment. But
the fighting in the Colosseum was the beginning of using entertainment as a diversion for the populace, for the masses. Like, it was a diversion from what was really going on. That was one of the first instances of the people who were in power diverting all the attention away from the corruption and all the crap that they're pulling over on the people. They said, hey, come and look at this Christian.
Yeah, give you something to do. And,
yeah, exactly. That was one of the first things that they did.
I'm sure that's still going on. We're blinded by all the...
It's still going on. It's in its most hyper form right now, I think. We got Britney Spears and Susan Boyles.
Well, you hear things about that's supposed to be related to the government directly, too. And that's the reason why some of these people are popular, even, is for that particular reason. But you don't know what to believe.
Because the government, well, the people who are in charge, they own everything and they own the media. And the media is going to shove stuff down your throat and divert your attention away from real news. The real news is out there. Crap's going on all the time. And for the most part, the people out there are, you know, they're American idolized, they're survivorized, they want their daily dose of dirt on Kevin Federline and Britney.
Daily dose of dirt.
Yeah, it's just...
That's, we need that in the show. And it's now the Jabbercast daily dose of dirt. And that we dig up something on somebody.
But we're not daily, though.
Well, yeah, right. Weekly. Yeah, that doesn't work the same with all those D's. Exactly. But it's a double D. And double D's are nice. And anyway, speaking of Britney Spears,
double D's.
And music,
I got to tell you a story. Double D's. There was this girl at work, Ruth. Do you know a girl named Ruth from work?
I can't think of who that would be.
I went to there was some girl's birthday party. Eva, do you know Eva from work?
Is that that? It's like the hottest chick in the tire area or something at one time. And
this is a different girl.
I'm thinking
girl.
Of something else.
Yeah, and anyway, we all went to the French Canadian Club, and I was walking up there, and there's two people I worked with at Plan 6, Pat O'Fee and Ruth. I didn't remember her name at the time, but she was calling herself Double D.
Right.
And she was wearing the exact same thing I remember her wearing at Plan 6. She literally has double D's.
Okay.
And she's huge, and it's just out of hand. And she was wearing the exact same thing, no undergarments. Right. At all.
Uh-huh.
Anywhere. And she was wearing like a short. It was just, it just blew me away that you said Double D, and I just thought of Ruth and her gigantic melons bouncing around at the French club the other night. And with that...
With that, I just want to back up to our talk about Britney Spears and music and all that stuff. And we're going to take a little break and come back with Sunday Morning Music Mayhem.
You like hard rock? You like heavy metal? Then you're going to love Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. Extremely heavy blues. Hard rock, heavy metal blues. If you like it loud and in your face, then you're going to dig the hard rock heavy blues of Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. Their debut double-length CD is available now at Amazon.com, the iTunes Store, and other fine online music retailers. So you go your way and I go mine. It's Long Time Coming and Heavy Effin' Blues together on one CD. You're going to dig the JDBC. Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. Heavy rock, heavy metal, heavy hitting. The blues, the way you really want it. Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. An indie release from OSM Entertainment.
Nothing goes your way.
Available at Amazon.com, the iTunes Store, and other online music retailers.
Hey, if you didn't get to experience the heavy metal thrill of the 80s, that was Wicked Angel, don't fret. It's happening all over again.
Born to rock.
This is Jeff Oppen from Wicked Angel. Be sure to check out our compilation release of digitally remastered tunes on CDN Records. Some studio stuff, some live stuff, and as a bonus, a brand new song. So keep an eye out for the CD. It's coming in 2009.
Wicked Angel, the remastered collection on CDN Records.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig, brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
And this week's awesome tune is inspired by an awesome, what would you call that? It's something that's been on Earth for a really long time, since the time of the Druids. And it's kind of ties into what we were talking about earlier. It's a song from Spinal Tap, the movie. This is Spinal Tap, and it's called Stonehenge.
In ancient times, hundreds of years before the dawn of history, lived a strange race. The Druids. No one knows who they were or what they were doing, but their legacy remains huge.
Stonehenge, where a man is a man and the
children of Stone Age, beneath the haunted moon, for fear that at daybreak might come too soon.
Did the song finish?
Yes, it did.
Oh!
I don't know how long ago. No, just seconds.
Okay. Back to the awesome things.
Back to the awesome things. You had mentioned while we were listening to Stonehenge.
Obviously.
Have you ever seen Stonehenge or no?
I've never left this continent.
Wow. You must be living under a rock.
No, I'm just living on this continent. It's a big continent.
You must be living on this continent.
Exactly.
No, I haven't either. I haven't left the city.
But my buddy Craig went there, and he went and visited a lot of those druid altar sites.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And took some really good, awesome pictures.
Awesome pictures. That's another thing that's awesome is pictures. Especially when you take them propererly. And
exactly.
You know, it's an art form.
It's an art form, exactly. And we're going to say that art was
Tell me he had something of Stonehenge with the sun and just get up, you know, so it just peeks over the corner of one of them or something. So you get the glare off the, you know. Did he have anything like that?
Cloudy day.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
I like that kind of stuff. And you can do that with just about, you know, even a tree branch or something that, you know, you can get the sun coming through at some particular.
I think those, all those, all those druid things, they're built based on astrology, weren't they?
Yeah,
so the sun probably has some effect on it or some or other.
You take a picture of it and the sun's not missing in the picture. Ooh, that'd be scary.
Exactly.
And that's another thing that's amazing is this universe and the planets and the solar system and all that stuff, the Milky Way and all that, black holes. I've never had one, but
I've had a flaming hoop, but not a black hole.
Catching critters, isn't that, that's pretty awesome, you know, especially when you're a kid and you catch, your first frog maybe or a garter snake. That's pretty awesome.
I loved catching snakes. I never realized that snakes were... I don't know if I didn't realize. I just didn't know
they were mammals.
No, I didn't realize they were...
They're not.
That they could hurt you.
Well, yeah, but not a garter snake can't hurt you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I didn't realize that a snake could hurt you. I thought, you know, it was like...
You didn't realize a snake couldn't hurt you, you mean?
Right. I thought it was only cobras or like rattlesnakes or whatever. I thought that was the only...
There's a lot of snakes that can hurt you.
Yeah. I didn't realize that.
Oh, okay.
I just thought, well, there's rattlesnakes in our desert and cobras were in Egypt. That's what I was in my head as a kid. Because there used to be tons of snakes in the bush behind my house. And
oh, yeah. And some of them were probably dangerous.
Maybe.
Yeah.
They would try to bite you. You know, they'd leave a little. They didn't hurt you. They just went, you know.
Yeah, they may not have been poisonous snakes, but.
No, I don't think they were just gardeners and fox.
But yeah, there's quite a few snakes that can do, you know, that are poisonous.
I didn't realize that when I was.
Yeah, I don't think you think about that when you're a kid, I guess.
No,
but you know that usually in the ditches around, you know, your fields or your neighborhood is garter snakes and, you know, what they look like and so forth and that they're not dangerous in any way. So I guess, you know, and that's what we would be catching at the time. We didn't live in a swampland or anything. What about things that inspire? things that work really well. They're amazing. They're totally awesome. And they just inspire you or inspire you to do something, inspire your work, inspire your productivity, inspire. You're just inspired by something that is just absolutely awesome. And it doesn't necessarily have to even be a thing. It can just be like it, you know.
An idea?
I suppose it can be an idea or something like.
Is that what you're trying to say? I'm trying to get.
I don't know. You're the one that mentioned it. So things that inspire you.
Oh, and I was thinking of art or a computer program or something
like that.
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah. See?
Yeah, and specifically, I think I was thinking of a piece of music now that I think about it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, when you hear something, you say, that's inspiring. That's cool. I think I want to go and write a song myself.
Or something that just makes you get up and go, you know, shake your booty. Shake your booty, shake your booty. See, now, that's what we need in the cart machine. Shake your booty. But how would you ever find that fast? And I don't see a search thing in there either. See,
that's what you need.
You know what I mean?
A little keyword thing.
And it may have some kind of search thing. I don't know, but you really got to look. But, yeah.
Especially with the pro version, there's like 3,750 carts.
3,750.
I think that's the number, yeah. Or it's 3,570, one or the other. Well, there's only
you
three.
Just counted them now. No, you just counted them from a screen I had up. That's how many I had up.
The first one is 75, and the next one is 375, and the other one's 3,750.
Yeah, but that's over pages and pages, like... You know what I mean? They're,
right.
They're different. What do they call them? I forget what they call it. Each page is a different
rack.
Right. Cart rack.
Look at the rack on you.
Ooh, you like that? Double D's.
Double D, Ruth. Oh,
well, I call them double D's. It's just one D each, but.
Oh.
So, we mentioned the train wreck, didn't we?
No, I don't think so. We talked about the train wreck during Stonehenge.
Yeah, but didn't I say that we had talked about the train wreck during Stonehenge?
Okay, let's say we did.
Okay.
Let's say we did.
Let's maybe say we didn't, because I know I didn't say that when I was a kid. That was the last time I saw a train wreck. When's the last time you saw a train wreck? Have you ever seen one?
I was near a train wreck, and I could have went and saw it, but the guy came up to me and said that he told me what was he saw, and I didn't want to say it right now.
It
was people. You know,
oh, yeah,
okay. By car. Yeah,
I didn't see one of those kind of train wrecks. Mine were all...
freight trains.
Freight, yeah.
Yeah. No, I never saw a freight train wreck. And you saw one of those in Windsor?
Yep.
What, it came off the track?
Yeah, it came off the track.
Didn't hit another train?
No, I don't think it hit another train, and there was trains had fallen over.
Right.
It's a pretty wild-looking sight.
Well, that's the whole thing.
It's an awesome-looking thing.
Exactly, because it's not something that you see on a daily basis or anything like that. There's been a lot of podcasts that we've done have been train wrecks. Not necessarily awesome, though.
If you're in need of professional animation, look no further. Shontoon.com. That's S-H-O-N-T-O-O-N. Shontoon.com. Sean Watkins is a cartoon designer and animator. He's an extremely gifted artist specializing in 2D flash animation. From web banners to cartoons for television, Sean is ready to take your project to the next level. He's also illustrated many children's books. For the web, for television, for your business, Shontoon.com. That's S-H-O-N-T-O-O-N. Shontoon.com. An affiliate of Giggle Button Entertainment.
You're listening to The Jabbercast with Big JD and Lipple. Visit thejabbercast.com.
Talk with Big JD and Lipo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
By the way, I just wanted to try this and see if it worked. I really wasn't f***ing sure.
There you go. That's usually a post-production thing, but that's good.
Yeah, I just wanted to try it out.
And it does work. Not that we'd ever use that.
No. But we did. What are we going to talk about on this week's
is a device that I think is pretty awesome. It fills a niche, I think.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Everybody talks about the cloud. You know, you got Gmail, all your mail's up in a cloud, and Google Docs, that's all up in a cloud. There's the Mobile Me thing, all up in a cloud. So you can put stuff up in a cloud and then access it from your iPhone or your laptop anywhere you go, and you know, at a hotspot or whatever. However, what if you don't want to use a cloud? Let's say you want your own stinking cloud. Well, there's a product out there called the Pogo Plug. You plug this into your Ethernet port of your network, and then you plug a hard drive or a hub or a Drobo into the USB port of the Pogo Plug. So that's the, basically the two ports that are on this thing. And then depending on how you use it, there's many ways you can use it. There's an iPhone app that goes along with it, so you can access the files off it. And you can play the files that are on it on your iPhone if you want. You can, there's also an app that goes on your Mac or your PC, and you can mount a drive right on there from anywhere you are. So whatever file you want, it's just like a hard drive that you plugged into the USB port of your laptop if you're on the other side of the world or wherever. Also, you can access these files in a web browser on someone else's computer if they don't have this the app that you need to go with this. And it's $99, and you can find it at pogoplug.com. What are your impressions of this?
My impressions are, it's pretty neat, but at the same time, I mean, you can't push things like your contacts, your address book and all that. I mean, you're not connecting to your computer directly, really. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You're not syncing things.
No, it's
like
not nothing to do with
.me would be.
Yeah, it has nothing, no, there's no services involved. It's just files that you want to put somewhere. Movie files, music files.
And I think people need to realize, too, that you can do that with your computer as well. I mean, you can still access your computer from elsewhere, especially if you're using a Mac. You have an address to contact your computer.
Yeah, and depending on where you're at, you can't get at those. Depending if you're behind a firewall or a router set up a certain way, or you're on a proxy, there's certain things that prevent you from getting...
What do you mean if you are? You mean on someone else's computer or
on someone else's network?
Somewhere else? Yeah, okay, I see.
Someone else's network, depending on how you're getting on the internet from the remote site.
Wouldn't that work the same way as this, pretty much, though?
What do you mean?
To still have access to this?
No, because this is, you can get on the internet in a web browser and get to this.
Mm-hmm. But you can get on the internet from a web browser and get to your computer as well. You have a web address and FTP and whatever to get to your Mac. Your Mac has an address that allows you to connect to it.
But you're, depending on how you have your Mac set up at home, you're not going to allow just any web browser to hop on there. You got to have some kind of security set up.
I guess. I think that comes up, though, in a browser to connect. You have it password protected. But also, at the same time, disconnects your hard drive to your network and you don't have to have a computer running anyway.
Right, exactly.
So that's cool.
Yeah, so you can put stuff on here that, and then you can get at it basically anywhere. It's like your own little cloud. That's why I look at it.
Yeah. When you said that cloud, I was thinking of the push thing, which, you know, but it's got nothing to do with that, but it's a cloud. So rather than storing things on somewhere like Evernote, which I don't like, I'll put things that I don't care about up there, but I wouldn't keep anything personal or anything. You know what I mean? And this, you could easily and have access to it all the time.
Right.
Even if just a small drive.
Yeah.
Jump drive, whatever, documents, things like that. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
And it's not much to keep running.
What do you mean?
No, it's just a little, you know, you keep your drive running. That's all.
Oh, right.
That's all you really have running is your drive. Exactly. You know, it's not like your computer or you're using up much energy, electricity or anything like that. So yeah, very cool. Pogo Plug, pogoplug.com.
$99.
Need more Big JD? Go to BigJD.com. Check out the program guide there for all the shows that I host and the shows I host with Lippo. As well, the blog, merchandise, and more. BigJD.com.
This week's Jabberquo brought to us by Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of mountain climbing gear, because mountains, they're awesome. No, I have no idea. This show is brought to you by Steve and Larry because it was Steve and Larry who suggested the awesome theme of the show. I wish they would have gave us some direction to go, like what they were thinking. Did they give you?
Well, they did. It was a blog. Do you remember? I sent you the link to the blog too, but it was a blog that somebody put awesome, 100 awesome, most awesome things. And, you know, he found that interesting and thought it'd be a fun topic probably for us to discuss. And boy, has it been. It has been in its own right.
Well, podcasting's awesome if you ask me.
But I mean, the thing that he had sent was pretty cool. It had a lot of cool things in it. And it would have been nice to look that over again, actually. But I mean, there's so many things that, you know, if we saw that after, we'd think, wow, I can't believe we didn't talk about that because that's awesome. You know what I mean? Or things that direction that we didn't go, but.
Right. There's a million directions you can go in as far as awesome goes.
Yeah.
And as far as an awesome quote goes, like no one has, there's no quotes that are.
Well, maybe there's a quote that is awesome. So hopefully you have one of those for us.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't. I've been looking through the whole show for an awesome quote.
Oh, this is just awesome, isn't it?
This is not awesome.
Hey, can you use awesome in that context? Oh, that's really awesome.
Sarcastic awesome.
Yeah, because you were asking about, you know, can you use the word awesome and it not be the word that I use is exclamatory.
Exclamatory. That's
a word.
Yeah, that's a word.
Yeah,
And it's kind of, I'm kind of surprised. Day, but, no, I'm surprised you used it and it is an actual word.
Well, I would have personally chosen to add something on the end of it, like exclamatorious.
Exclamatorious. You know. There we go. That's a big JD.
Isn't that the thing that ism. You... Oh, no.
Good thing we're... That's exclamatorious.
Yeah, well...
That's going to cost you a couple of clams. Oh, boy.
That's a clam digger.
Where
were we?
We're doing a quote. George Harrison said, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. That's an awesome quote.
You know what's an awesome quote that Stephen Wright, comedian Stephen Wright, said is that anywhere is in walking distance if you have the time.
That is awesome. Absolutely. Isn't that cool? I love that. It's the same as this one here. If you always do what... No. The foolish man seeks happiness in the distance. The wise man grows it under his feet.
Mm. Nice.
You don't get harmony when everybody sings the same note.
Ah. That's pretty
awesome.
That's
deep there.
Yeah, it
is. That's a deep one. Yeah. If you take that to...
Everybody's singing. It's the same note, though, and there's no harmony.
Right. And do we need harmony? Yes, of course we all need harmony. Of course,
yeah. Harmony is awesome.
Harmony is awesome.
Harmony sounds awesome. Even just two.
I think two.
Ready? Just right out of the blue. One, two.
I don't know.
Just do it. I'll give you harmony
you
for it.
Give
whatever
me
it is.
A note.
Whatever it is. You start it off. Two, three. See that? Harmony with Big JD and Lippo on the Jabbercast.
Oh, boy. This show is going places, I tell you.
It's going places, all right. I can tell you that. Having some fun here in the Jabbercast studio today.
Oh, boy.
So, we're out of time. And did you bring up the webpage, the Jabbercast webpage, and so we can let the fine folks know what we got coming up for them next week on the Jabbercast?
While I'm doing that, I can let you know that you can get a hold of us at... hearmeout@thejabbercast.com and you can also go to the contact page and there you'll find a little My Chingo widget where you can record your voice and let us know what you're thinking. Just talk into your microphone and we'll get the message on the other end.
And if you haven't already, don't forget, we're streaming live on Ustream now. So you can go to our listen page on the website and listen to the shows live via the Ustream player and as well chat with us live at Showtime. And
so the chat doesn't show up there, though, does it?
Yep, it's right underneath. So they can chat with us and listen to the show.
Sweet. Boom. Next week's show on May 3rd, the day that the Big JD's Big 30 shows up, is going to be another show that Big JD is going to be able to just take and run with. It's on health and fitness. A discussion this week on keeping a healthy regimen. Myself, just this past week, I'm just trying to be more healthy because I don't fit my clothes, and it's summertime, and I need to wear some cooler clothes. proper diet and exercise plan, and we get into detox, cleansing your filthy body of all the scum that's built up inside. And don't think it hasn't.
So, yeah, that's this week's show. Join us next week.
Thanks a lot for listening.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback occurred. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Put more work into this show than I have any other show.